time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
Hey, and welcome to a very, very special edition of the Vintage Truth Podcast. I'm Jeff Kinley, and I am very excited to be with you today because I'm going to talk about something that is of extreme importance to me, and that is this new book called Interview with the Antichrist. And boy, is this book getting a lot of buzz right now. I just got off an interview out of Orlando, Florida, and I've been doing interviews all over the country right now, getting ready to do some more this afternoon and then later this week as well. But people are wanting to know, what is this book about? And why did you call it Interview with the Antichrist? You know, I've had people ask me, are you saying that you interviewed the Antichrist? You know, that type of thing. But it's been a long time coming. And the release date is February the 11th. Right now it's February the 10th. So tomorrow it releases worldwide. And I'm very excited about this. It's sort of like, ladies, pardon me for using this illustration. I don't mean that I've experienced what you've experienced, but it's like giving birth. And in the sense that literary labor, if you will. And so it has been one of these books that has been an exciting book to write. And I want to just spend a few minutes talking about the book itself so you can be informed and so that you can know exactly how, if this would be something that you'd be interested in. I think this is going to be something that's going to really be compelling for you to pick up and to be a part of. You know, people are wondering today, what in the world is happening to our world? What's happening to humanity? What's going on? You know, there's a Barna study that concluded that 41% of American adults believe we are living in the end times as described in the Bible. Among evangelicals, that number is 77%. And of course, today you've got these doomsday climate prognosticators that are saying that humanity is going to be extinct in 12 years and the oceans are going to rise and all these other things are going to happen, these apocalyptic events. Well, we know that's not going to happen because the Bible tells us what is going to happen. Now, there is going to be climate change, but it's going to be climate change caused by God, not by man. And it's going to be climate change on steroids, my friend, if you've read Revelation 6 through 19. And that's part of what I cover in this new book, Interview with the Antichrist. So why a book about the Antichrist? Why did I decide to do this? Well, I think one of the reasons that I did this was because the Antichrist is a major player in Bible prophecy. In fact, other than Jesus Christ, he is the most prominent figure in end times Bible prophecy. There are over 100 passages of Scripture describing the Antichrist, everything from his origin, his character, his deeds, his government, his kingdom, his final demise, everything is there. And it's prominently and precisely prophesied in God's last message to the church, which is Revelation, but also in the book of Daniel as well. The word beast, which is used to describe the Antichrist, is used 36 times in the book of Revelation. Five times in John's epistles, he talks about the Antichrist. And so we know this person is going to be this world figure that's going to rise in the last days in a post-rapture apocalyptic chaos that will be descending upon planet Earth as we ascend up into the heavens prior to God unleashing his wrath in the form of seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments during the time of the book of Revelation. And so he's going to come into prominence, into power. And the Bible tells us he's going to be a master orator, a self-promoter. He's going to be charming and cunning and deceptive. But the Bible says he's also going to be lawless and arrogant and blaspheming. And he's going to proclaim himself to be God. All of these things I talk about in my new book, Interview with the Antichrist, His Hour Has Come. And one of the things that I'm excited about too in this book is the format, the unique format in which I wrote this book. Today, if you were to talk to the average Christian that goes to your church and you gave them a choice between a study of theology, like eschatology, which is the study of the end times, or a compelling, gripping, thrilling novel, they would probably choose the novel about 7 to 8 times out of 10. Now, why is that? I think a couple of reasons. Number one, I think people just naturally love a story. I think people can track with that. You know, we love to go to movies. We don't necessarily watch as many documentaries as we do movies, because movies are entertaining, they're engaging. We can see ourselves either through the characters, or we see the characters and, you know, we identify with hating them or liking them or whatever. And so people really do, they identify with the whole idea of a narrative and of a storyline. And that's what I did in this book, Interview with the Antichrist. It is a compelling apocalyptic thriller that takes you to the end times in a post-rapture world during the time of what the Bible calls the tribulation and the great tribulation, of the time of Jacob's trouble, the 70th week of Daniel. And I allow you to see this scenario through the eyes of a young journalist named Julian, who is, through a series of events, he is tasked with the responsibility of chronicling the career of this newly emergent leader that has positioned himself during this time of chaos and crisis to bring peace and safety and security to the world. And young Julian gets the opportunity to go behind the scenes to become his official biographer. And so the story is told through him, and yet through Julian's words, through his thoughts, you're able to see what the Antichrist is like. His character is developed. His deeds are seen. And you see the decision-making processes that he goes through. And it takes you through this whole thing. It's a wild ride. And it really does kind of take you like being on a train. You're going from one place to the next destination. And that's where the book takes you, all the way to Armageddon. And so you're going to see through his eyes what that is like. And this is compelling. In fact, I had a millennial focus group that read parts of the book as it was being written. And they came back and said, wow, this caused the hair on the back of my neck to stand up. I love just seeing the way that you crafted this world, this futuristic world that the Bible describes. And so I went and basically did that. I painted this portrait of what the world's going to be like under the Antichrist reign. So I think you're going to find it very, very compelling. But here's the thing. In terms of the unique format of this book, at the end of the book, I have a section called Meet the Antichrist. And in that section, I talk about 30 compelling and intriguing questions that people ask about the Antichrist. You know, there's so much confusion and so much speculation and so much sensationalism about the Antichrist that we really need to know, what does the Bible say? And with all the white noise that's out there, I wanted you to know exactly what the Scripture says about the Antichrist. And, you know, I'm reminded of what Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians, because there were people who had crept into the body of Christ there in Thessalonica, and they were telling them that they were already in the day of the Lord. In other words, you're already in the tribulation period. And of course, with the way that the church was marginalized and persecuted, and they were under the reign of the Caesars during that time, it kind of made sense to them. And yet Paul wrote to them in 2 Thessalonians, in chapter 2, he says, "Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together with him," he's talking about the rapture there, okay, "that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed by either a spirit or a message or a letter, as if it's from us," the apostles, "to the effect that the day of the Lord has come." In other words, if someone comes to you and tells you that you're in the day of the Lord, you're in the day of the Antichrist, it's happening right now, you're in the tribulation period, he says, we don't want you to be disturbed. We don't want your faith to be shaken. We don't want you to be confused about this. Why? Because he says, we're not in the day of the Lord yet. And then he goes on to say, he says that this day of the Lord, it says, "Let no one in any way deceive you, because it," the day of the Lord, "will not come unless the apostasy comes first," the falling away from the faith, which, by the way, we're beginning to see that right now, "and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction." Now, what does that tell us? It tells us that the man of lawlessness, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, will not be revealed until the apostasy comes first. And he goes on to say, what restrains him or what holds him back right now. Verse 6, and you know what restrains him now, so that in his time he may be revealed, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains the Antichrist will do so until he, that restrainer, is taken out of the way. Now, that restrainer there, I take it to be the Holy Spirit, because what other than the power of God himself could hold back the power of Satan through the Antichrist? The restrainer is the Holy Spirit in the church. And when the church is removed, the influence of the Holy Spirit through the church will be removed. The restrainer, the dam, the levee will be taken away so that the Antichrist can have full reign. And then it goes on to say what the Antichrist will do. And I cover that in the book, both in the novel section and in the scriptural section there. So Paul doesn't want us, as he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, I don't want you to be uninformed. And this is a great way for Christians to be informed about what's going to happen and about who the Antichrist is. You know, he is history's mystery man. He is the most intriguing character in Bible prophecy. And as I said before, mentioned more times, over 100 times in the Bible, more times about the Antichrist in the Bible, in Bible prophecy, than anyone else except Jesus Christ himself. And so God doesn't want you to be uninformed. He wants you to know. Why? Because he loves you, one thing. And secondly, because he wants you to not panic. He wants you to understand that you don't have to be misled by rumors, by sensationalist claims about the Antichrist, by people trying to identify the Antichrist, that type of thing. And so I answer a lot of these questions in the back of the book about the Antichrist. Questions like, you know, what's the context of Antichrist's reign? Have there been other Antichrist figures in the past? What does his government look like? Where will his headquarters be? What will happen to the United States during the tribulation? What will be Antichrist's relationship with the United States? Does the Antichrist know that he's the Antichrist? Does he have a virgin birth like Jesus did? What's his primary agenda? What is 666? What does that mean? What's the abomination of desolation, the mark of the beast? I cover all of these things in the back of the book for you. And so you have this compelling novel in the first part of the book. In the back of the book, you have these straight-on answers to these questions. So, unique format. I think this book will also stimulate your imagination because it's going to lead you into this other world. Someone said it reads just like a movie script. This thing, you can see these events happening as you read them. It's going to lead you to ask questions, which I will answer for you in the back of the book. Now, let me give you another reason why I think this book is really a timely book. Because of the times in which we're living right now, with our country being so politically divided right now, we are a country divided right down the middle. It seems as though half of the country loves evil and wants to destroy babies and wants to celebrate sodomy, the sin of homosexuality, gay marriage, transgenderism. It just wants to tell God, get out of our lives. We don't want any part of you and any part of us. And then you've got another half of the country that, like half of that, is sort of open to the idea of God, kind of likes the idea because it gives, you know, them a sense of comfort. But then you got the rest of us who really say, no, God is essential. He's necessary, not just for the country, but for our lives as well. And so, but we have people in our generation, and I get emails and you come up to me at conferences, you say to me, Jeff, how in the world can I get my friends? Can I get my children? Can I get my relatives, my husband, whatever? How can I get them into the Bible? How can I get them into understanding where we are on God's prophetic timetable and the last days in which we're living? How do I get them to wake up to that? Well, that's why I wrote this book. This book, Interview with the Antichrist, is a strategic, easy tool for you to buy and to give to someone so that they can read this. Because you know what? People are reading historical fiction. Millennials are reading historical fiction. They love the idea of a compelling narrative, of a compelling story, and that's exactly what I did in this book. And so what happens is they read this book and they're like freaking out because it's just so incredibly captivating. And yet when they get to the end of the book, the next page, you turn the page, now you got meet the real Antichrist. You know, sometimes in movies, you'll see like a biopic movie about someone famous and they have the person portraying the person. Then at the end of the movie, you know, before the credits roll, they'll have like the real pictures of the person himself and what happened to that person, you know, after the events in the movie took place. That's sort of what happens in this book, is at the end of the book, you turn the page and now you've got, okay, now here's the real story. Here's what we know 100% is what the Antichrist will be like. And so I expose you to those scriptures. And then at the very end of the book, I give the reader the opportunity to make a connection with Jesus Christ, to come to faith and salvation in Christ. So this is an evangelistic tool. It's an equipping tool. It's an informative tool for Christians and non-Christians alike. And I think you're going to be thrilled with using this as an opportunity to help reach out to other people. I say, Jeff, all right, so kind of what's the so what? Yeah. So the so what is this, is that this book is releasing right now. And I'm doing tons of radio interviews about the book and telling really the world and the nation about it. Obviously, I'm talking about it in my podcast right now that goes out to over 70 different nations. Let me ask you to do me a favor, because guess what? I can't do this by myself. I can't get the word out by myself. My voice is not that loud. I'm not in enough places, but you are. And so I'd like to ask you to do me a favor, to come alongside me, and together, let's help launch this book and tell as many people as we can about it. Why? Because I want people to be informed, and I want people to know what God says in His Word so that they don't panic, so they aren't disturbed, but also so that it wakes them up to let them know we're not just living in Willy Wonka land here. The world is headed somewhere, and it's a dark day, but the darker the night, the brighter the light. And that's what you are. You are the light. So here's how you can help. Number one, I want you to go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and right now, join the Vintage Truth Street Team. Vintage Truth Street Team. Say, Jeff, what in the world is that? Well, that's just a group of people that are coming together for a little period of time to help get the word out about this book. And on that website, that Facebook page, are some tools for you to help you share the message of the book. There's 3D book images, there's little posters, there's little memes, and information about the book, you know, where they can get it and that type of thing. Join the Vintage Truth Street Team. And then secondly, I would just ask you to share this book and the release of it. And first of all, you need to get a copy of the book yourself. That's the first thing you can do, is to get a copy of the book and read the book. And then as you're reading, share the things that you're reading throughout the book there with people on social media, with your friends, in emails, however way you can do it. I need you on this thing. And then another thing that I'm doing is I am, on February the 20th, I'm holding a book release party in Little Rock, Arkansas. And there's information about that as well on my official Facebook page, Jeff Kinley, Author Speaker. And you can find out more information about that. But I'm holding a book release party, and I also need your help with that. I have, in looking at different venues to hold this event, there were upwards of $1,000 charging us for just a couple of hours of rental space. But I managed to find my favorite place in my old neighborhood in Little Rock. It's a place called U.S. Pizza Company, United States Pizza Company. And upstairs, they've got an event room there, and they're going to rent it to us for 2 hours for $50 an hour. And then I'm going to buy pizza and salad and drinks and that kind of thing for everybody. And I want everybody that's listening to this right now, if you're in the Little Rock area, Central Arkansas area, on Thursday night, February the 20th, 2020, from, let's see, I think it's 7:30. I'll have to check, but I think it's about 7:30. Just come and hang out. Just you can drop in. You can drop in and drop out, whatever. But you're going to get a free book. If you're one of the first 40 people to arrive, you're going to get a free book and I'll sign it for you and that type of thing. But all together with renting the facility and with all the food we're going to buy, it's going to cost around $400. So I need some of my listeners to step up to say, Jeff, hey, count me in. I want to cover your whole event. Or I want to cover half of it or cover some of it, whatever. And the way you do that is go to jeffkinley.com and click on the donate tab, jeffkinley.com, donate, and you can just make a contribution there that'll help me put on this book release party. And what's the point of the book release party? Not to draw attention to myself, but to get the message of the word of this book out so that people can be informed and you can have a brand new tool to use in your tool chest to help tell people about Jesus Christ and about the Word of God. I am so pumped about what God's doing right now through the buzz that He's created through this book. And I can't wait to see the ways that God's going to use this. Because in the end, it's not about the name on the cover of the book. It's about the name that is promoted throughout the book. It was just Jesus Christ and where it all ends. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So Jesus is the name. I'm not looking for Antichrist. I'm looking for the Christ. This book helps us understand Satan's agenda in the end times, but it also helps you recognize the spirit of Antichrist that's happening right now where you live. So pick up this book, Interview with the Antichrist, right now. Go to Amazon or your favorite book distributor. Order it now. Help me get the word of this message, this book out. Appreciate you. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.